AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House prosecutors, known as managers, have for a second time in about as many years taken that walk to the Senate to lay charges against Donald Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
As is tradition, House prosecutors made a ceremonial walk to the upper chamber to deliver the article of impeachment against Donald Trump. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the lead impeachment manager, reads aloud the charge.
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
Citing the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol after Trump urged supporters to fight against election certification, falsely claiming fraud, the article suggests Trump is a danger still to the United States.
Thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office.
But GOP senators, some of whom had indicated they would support impeachment, appear to be backing off now. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Opening arguments in the trial are set for February 8th to give time for the prosecution and Trump's lawyers to ready their cases and for Congress to work on Biden nominees and legislation, including his pandemic relief package. Supplies are low, but President Biden says his administration is focused on increasing both production of and delivery of vaccines across the country in a very short time.
I think we may be able to get that to 1.5 million a day.
The president also calls on Congress to begin work on his $1.9 trillion relief bill, which he argues has to be big.
I think there's a growing realization of that on the part of all but some very, very hard-edged partisans, maybe on both sides, but I think there is a growing consensus. Whether we get it all done exactly the way I want it remains to be seen.
This is AP News. Former Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen is now Treasury Secretary following an overwhelming vote by the Senate.
The yeas are 84. The nays are 15.
With that, the Senate overwhelmingly approved Janet Yellen to be the 78th Treasury Secretary of the United States. The 74-year-old Yellen thus becomes the first woman Treasury Secretary in the department's 232-year history. Yellen, who was also the first woman chair of the Federal Reserve, is expected to play a key role in arguing for President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Prior to Monday's vote, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
"Few people possess the experience and expertise that Ms. Yellen would bring to the Treasury."
All 15 votes against Yellen came from Republicans. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee approves President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, sending that nomination to the full Senate for a vote. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.